to Degoe. Now within range. Kicks from 45. And kicks another. Degoe. Can he get a boot on it? He can. He kicks the goal from the goal line. And there's a goal in it.
You're in good form, Dwayne, but not quite as good a form as the bloke you were talking about, Jordan Degoe, who's an NAB Rising star for round 20. And he joins us on the line. Welcome to you, Jordan. And, well, I think it's about time they recognise your good form. You've been up and on the dais as far as NAB Rising star nominees are concerned. Too many weeks, and finally your numbers come up.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for that. Yeah, obviously it's been a bit of a long season, but happy to be here now.
Unusual that you're on board after a loss. Spoke to your coach last night on the couch, and I think the whole footy world understands the direction you're taking, and you're part of that new direction. Lots of good young players, lots of good young talent.
Yeah, obviously we've got a lot of really good young talent, like you said, and it's obviously taking a bit longer to develop than what we first thought, but I think Bucks has been really good with us first-year players and also the young guys at the club. So, yeah, I think the club's travelling in the right direction, and I'm pretty happy to be there at the moment.
Have you spoken to Matt Scharenberg and asked him whether or not he's going to re-sign? Because I think Dwayne's mob at putting a come to Port Adelaide sign up.
Oh, yeah, he's a good young player, but I haven't actually spoken too much about it. I think everyone's just going to let him sort it out himself. But hopefully he does what the rest of us have done and sign on.
Why don't you put some pressure on? Why don't you get into him and have a, we're going places.
You and Darcy Moore, get together.
No, there's always been a bit of banter thrown around to him, but he takes it pretty well. So I'm pretty confident he's going to stay.
Okay.
It's been a tough couple of months for the club, Jordan, but every time we see you guys, you've got your heads up as if, it's part of the grand plan. You didn't necessarily intend to lose this many games and miss the finals, which you look like doing, but it's still part of the grand plan to bring through youth.
Yeah, obviously Bucks sort of always implemented it that whenever we come to training, whether it's a win or a loss, we sort of always wanted to come in being pretty open-minded, I guess, and learn about the mistakes we made during each of the games and try and implement that the next week. So, obviously it's disappointing and we're all angry about what's occurred in the last 8 weeks, but I think we're just going to stay positive and just put our best foot forward this week against Richmond.
Your biggest crowd? Because it will be a pretty big crowd against the Tigers Saturday.
I think my biggest crowd's probably 65 or 70.
Mm-hmm.
So, I do enjoy the big crowds, to be honest.
You're great mates with Darcy Moore. His old man won 2 Brownlow medals. So between the three of you, you've got the 2. Can you add to it?
We'll have to see how we go, to be honest. I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, I reckon you're a chance. You're good mates with Darcy. Do you think that he's more of a chance or you are more of a chance? Given that you're a midfielder, surely that puts you in the blocks.
Yeah, probably because of that exact reason. That's probably the only reason for me, but I could definitely see him winning the Coleman in a few years, that's for sure.
Should the club not play him the full 11 games so he can be eligible for the NAB Rising Star next year?
Oh, that's a good talking point. I don't reckon they will because he's in too good a form at the moment because he did play pretty well on the weekend.
Is he going to? He might get to the 11, mightn't he? I'm trying to work out. What's he got? 7 or 8 locked in already?
Yeah,
absolutely. It does look bright, the future. I know that there can be a disaster picture painted, but it does look fairly bright, the picture for the Collingwood Football Club. And we're talking about your members and Richmond members getting together. I reckon there could be upwards of 80,000 Saturday.
Yeah, definitely. I think I'm pretty lucky to be at the club with such good supporters and lots of them. So. Richmond's obviously the same, so, it would be interesting on the weekend to see what happens.
Most Tiger supporters will be only going to see the Tigers eat you alive.
they might be going for that, but I don't think it'll be occurring. It's not the plan anyway.
Who'd you barrack for when you grew up?
The Tigers, actually.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I know, but so I enjoyed a hard 18 years before getting drafted to Collingwood, and then this year they finally make it in the final.
So you enjoyed a hard 18 years, and the goal this weekend is to stick it up them again.
Yeah, pretty much. That's the plan. But
well, they've had a fire during the week, and they're Giuseppe's under some pressure, by the way, Dwayne.
Who was your favourite player down there?
Oh, it probably had to be Richo, to be honest. I think he was everyone's favourite player back in the day.
Did you think he could have been a better shot at goal?
Oh, yeah. At times he was average, but overall I thought he was pretty good.
Did you like the fact that he threw the occasional tantrum?
I can't really remember, to be honest, too many of his tantrums, but No, I'm not much of a tantrum man myself, so no, probably not then.
You are all about getting the job done. You're about down to business. Do you like the new interpretation of deliberately out of bounds, where you've got to do a little bit more to keep it in than just fumble it across the line?
Yeah, it's an interesting point, to be honest, because obviously sometimes in a game you might have nothing ahead of you, so you sort of plan on getting it as close to the boundary line as you can. But, yeah, I don't mind it, to be honest. It may keep the game a bit more free-flowing and keep it in the field for longer so we don't have more throw-ins, to be honest.
What do you think today when the announcement came through that James Hird no longer coaching the Bombers? Do you have any thoughts on it?
Not particularly, to be honest. I'm not really one to look into much of the media and football, to be honest. I just sort of focus on my own thing, but obviously it's a bit of a shock for everyone, I guess.
You don't listen every night to our show?
No, unfortunately not.
Sorry, guys.
That's enough.
Thanks for your time, Jordan. It's been nice having you.
Yeah, thanks for that.
No, great to have you, Jordan, and congratulations on your season so far. Good luck when the NAB Rising Star whips are cracking later this year. Thanks for your time.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.
Jordan DeGoey, this week's nomination.